One of the things that has been talked a lot about in breast cancer for many years is this concept of women being willing to go through chemotherapy for very modest potential, you know, lowering of their risk of recurrence. Can you talk a little bit about what you observe in terms of women's attitudes facing that question?
I think that when you're dealing with this particular population who are adamant in receiving chemotherapy for that minimal benefit, in their mind, that minimal benefit is the maximum benefit. And neither you nor I or anybody's going to be able to change that mindset. And I think it's a matter of respecting their wishes.
You know, one of the things that I've heard a lot of people talk about is this idea of not wanting to ever have any regret that they didn't do everything possible if they do develop a recurrence. Is that something you hear verbalized a lot?
Absolutely. It's a small window of opportunity there, and in their mind, once you've gone forward, you can't go back. And I understand that mindset, which is also the mindset from oncology providers in being so aggressive and consistent and persistent in the adjuvant setting.
But, you know, sometimes I wonder, I mean, there are risks with chemotherapy. People who get cardiomyopathy who die from chemotherapy, it's not very often, but it happens. Certainly, it's not a pleasant experience. Whether sometimes we put patients in a position where it's very difficult for them to refuse, even though maybe the numbers don't even really add up.
I think in general, each patient that we treat and each patient that steps into any facility for treatment needs to be looked at individually. They're not clumped together in groups. They're all individual, and it is top to bottom, inside and out. You need to be looking at this patient and evaluating risk versus benefit.